Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Colin Baker here, the Sixth Doctor from Doctor Who. Old Sixy, as I like to call him. And let me welcome you into the TARDIS. I've been privileged to travel in the TARDIS, and as an actor, I was the Doctor on television in the days of Classic Who, and now I continue my tenure as the Doctor on audio in full-cast dramas, officially licensed by the BBC and made by Big Finish Productions. That's what this podcast is all about, Doctor Who audio drama from Big Finish. Last time we featured part one of Jadoon in Chains. And now the wait is over, as we find out what happens in part two, as the Doctor has his day in court. My Doctor seemed to be in court quite a lot. You can nip back and listen to that episode of the podcast now, or if you want to just dive straight in, here's a recap for you. The Doctor has come to the aid of a dedicated Jadoon officer, Captain Kaibo, who has deserted his post for reasons as yet unknown, whilst on a mission to terraform a planet on behalf of the Genesis Corporation. Are you with me? Time, however, is not on the Doctor's side, and from Victorian England to a court under the jurisdiction of Galactic Central, the race is on not only to release both himself and Kaibo from the clutches of Jeremiah Jagger's travelling circus, but also to find out how and why Kaibo is evolving into something more than the average Jadoon. Could it have been something to do with that last mission? And can the Doctor mount a legal defense that exonerates Kaibo whilst getting to the bottom of the mystery? Now, do keep an ear out for some extraordinary poetry in this episode. And I'll be back in a short while with another look at how the episode was made. So, talk to you in a bit, because now it's time for the conclusion of Jadoon in Chains.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
But your Dune scout ship, it seems our time is up. Kaibo, stay here. Eliza, come with me. Leave it to me. There's nothing anyone can do that won't make the situation worse.
What do you mean?
We can't fight the Jadoon. They don't want to harm us. They simply have a job to do. Try to remember that. And tell your friends the same. They mustn't get involved.
I'll try.
Shobo!
Rhinoceros man!
Just like I'm kind of.
Everyone get back! That's it. Now, who's in charge here? You?
Assimilating. State your name and business.
I am the Doctor, and this is my circus, and in my circus there are certain
rules. Circus? Confound it, Chief.
Shaggers, keep out of this.
How did you get out of your cage, clown?
Oh, never mind that. Don't you think your uninvited guests are a rather more pressing problem?
Herculania, restrain my jester.
Oh,
ow! You're making a mistake, Jaggers!
Who are you?
My name is Jonathan Jaggers, Esquire. And contrary to what that party-coloured popinjay just said, this is my freak show, and you, sir, are trespassing.
Claims of ownership are irrelevant. Where is Kaibo?
That is none of your concern. Kaibo is my property. So unless you wish to join him in my collection, I suggest you return post-haste to the godforsaken realm whence you came.
You will let us pass.
I don't think so.
Don't try to stop them. They'll have you up for...
Charge, obstruction, plea, guilty, sentence, incarceration.
Get your hands off me!
New charge, assault, sentence raised to execution. Do you have anything to say?
Execution? Now, be reasonable.
Take aim.
Wait! Let's just adjourn somewhere more private to discuss this. My caravan's just...
Fire! Ah! Squad, separate and commence search.
Yes, Commander.
Herculania, I think you can release me now, don't you?
I killed Mr. Jaggers.
A pointless death. And if you don't let me go, there'll be more. I promise you, I'm the only chance you have.
Do your best, clown.
Thank you, I shall.
Oh, I will fire.
Where is Kaimal?
Eliminate the old dwelling. Terminate tailed quadruped.
Don't get in their way. They won't hurt you if you leave them alone.
You are in a position of authority here?
Me? Don't be daft. I'm lowest of the low, mate.
Untruthful response suspected. Interrogation will proceed.
Interrogation?
Where is Kaimal?
You're talking to the wrong person. Honest.
I ask again, where is Kaibo?
Kaibo? I don't know who you mean.
Multiple physiological signs indicate untruthful response. Charge, obstruction, sentence.
Stop. That's quite enough of that. Thank you very much.
You again. Where is Kaibo?
As I was saying before, I represent this circus. And I would like to point out that our establishment has certain rules that visitors are obliged to follow.
Rules?
For instance, that is the entrance. See? Visitors must enter there and only there.
Continue.
To progress through the exhibits, visitors must then follow the signs. You see? The painted arrows. It's perfectly clear.
The painted arrows.
So, if you'd like to return to the entrance and do things properly this time, we will be only too happy to help with your inquiries.
Accepted. Squad, reassemble at point 0.4 by 0.2.
Oh, thank you.
Doctor, you saved my life.
Oh, let's get a nice safe distance away, shall we? In case this doesn't work.
Squad, right turn. Progress past exhibits, but do not engage.
I don't believe it. They're following the signs, like you said.
Halt! Observe the helter-skelter.
And not even tempted to have a go on the rides. No fun at all.
By the left. Bypass the cakewalk.
I was sure they were going to kill you. Why didn't they?
Jadoon will always follow the letter of the law. However petty or inconsequential, it defines them as a species.
They sound like a right bunch of sticklers. So where next?
Hall of Mirrors. Enter.
Excellent. This should be interesting.
Squad, retreat! Return to the starship! Immediate evacuation! Immediate retreat! Go!
Blimey, they don't look happy.
They don't, do they?
Like the devil himself's after him. Something scared them out their wits.
A mirror is a powerful thing in the right hands. They're leaving.
For good?
While Kaibo remains free, no. They'll be back.
So we've gained nothing.
We've gained the most important thing of all, time. Come on, let's get Kaibo out of those chains.
Thank you, Doctor. It is good to be unshackled.
My pleasure.
What happens when the Jadoon come back? Same routine again.
Not an option. The trick with the signs won't work twice. No, if I know the Jadoon, they'll most likely bypass such niceties by removing any potential obstacles from Earth's jurisdiction.
And in English?
They would move this circus and everyone in it to another planet.
Blimey. So how do we stop them?
It's Kaibo they want. And he is my responsibility. I suggest the rest of you move on. The further the better.
Move on? I suppose we can, can't we? Doctor, what will we do now Jaggers is dead?
Well, that's a decision you must make for yourselves. Stick together and run your own travelling circus, or sell up and go your separate ways. It really is up to you, not Jaggers or anyone else.
Are we free?
You are. Jaggers was wrong to deprive you of your freedom. It's a universal right. So don't waste it.
I'll see what the others think. It's exciting. Thanks, Doctor. Thank you, Kaibo. I won't forget you, either of you.
Now, Kaibo, before the circus packs up, there's something I'd like to show you. The Hall of Mirrors.
I do not wish to see whatever terrified my brethren.
Trust me. When you arrived on Aetius, you were a typical Jadoon officer with an unblemished record. Something happened there to change that.
Indeed. But what it was, I cannot remember.
This will help. Look into the mirror, Kaibo. Stare deep within.
I see something. But not in the mirror. In my mind, a face.
Good. Good. Now, Kaibo, think. What changed you? How did all this start?
I remember. Our work on Aetius was almost done. I was placing the final disruptor unit around the forest perimeter. I felt a breeze upon the back of my head, cold and insistent, like the drumming of icy fingers. And I noticed that around me, the leaves of the trees did not move. The breeze was not a breeze, it was a voice within my mind. I was stumbling blindly onwards, pushing through the trees, and then the voice stopped. I was at a lake. A flash in the water caught my eye. My reflection, sunlight glinting off my armor. The water glittered, and I thought how beautiful it was. It was an unfamiliar thought. And then the Kaibo in the water opened its mouth and began to speak.
Kaibo, close your eyes, Kaibo. Open your mind.
The next I remember, I was watching the twin sons of Aetius slowly dip below the blue mountains. I felt something wet run down my face. I was crying. I felt like a fish who thought his lake the entire universe, then leapt for a second from the water and glimpsed trees, mountains, sky. I must be sick, I thought. I must report myself, but I did not want to. I felt alive. I felt curious.
And you felt like stealing a spaceship?
Indeed. Doctor, the face in my mind, it is in the mirror.
It is. In all the mirrors.
Is this an illusion? It is beautiful.
It's no illusion, Kaibo. What you're seeing is a sentience in its own right.
A sentience?
But it has no physical form. Isn't that right?
That is right, Doctor. We live, but not as organic life. We exist in all that is of nature. In the air, the trees, the rivers, and lakes.
Do you have a name?
For want of a better name, let's call them the Aetius. After all, that's their native planet.
Aetius? But there is no life on Aetius.
A mirror, for example, or the surface of a lake, or the side of a silver fob watch. That's how I've been communicating with them, Kaibo. It took a while to tune into their psychic frequency, but luckily I've had periods of peace and quiet to concentrate.
Did the other Jadoon see you when they entered the Hall of Mirrors?
No. We reached deep into the Jadoon's subconscious and filled the mirrors with their greatest fears, which, for such unimaginative creatures, are really quite extraordinary.
The Aisha sent out that psychic distress call when your ship was attacked, Kaibo. They've saved your life twice over.
But why am I so important to you?
Your work on our planet would have destroyed us. But how could we communicate our plight to the universe at large, existing as we do, behind the veil of your dimension?
The Aisha saw an opportunity to use you as a whistleblower. They activated the right hemisphere of your brain, the creative side, not normally used, which explains your burgeoning artistic interests.
We saw in Kaibo's mind that the ultimate authority to whom we could appeal was the Galactic Court. That became his destination.
The Galactic Court. I remember now. Sorry to have let you down.
Not at all, Kaibo. The fault lies squarely with whoever attacked your ship before you could get there.
Eliza and her friends are on their way. What shall I do now?
You could run, but I rather think it's time to stop and make a stand.
Doctor, we cannot fight the Jadoon.
We can, if we play them at their own game. Fight lawyer with lawyer.
What do you mean?
Your story needs to be heard, as does that of the Aishas.
This is true. But the Jadoon will not listen.
If we go to a place with some legal standing, the local courthouse say, then the Jadoon will be obliged to listen.
You are right. Due process must be followed. But I do not know this planet's customs well enough to defend myself.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. I am well versed in the vagaries of the English legal system. In fact, I went into it in some detail when I was a younger man. Anyway, I shall represent you.
Order! Order! You volunteered your legal services, Doctor.
I did. I'm not over fond of courtrooms, but I'll overlook that for the greater good. On my advice, Captain Kaibo surrendered himself to the local constabulary and was brought here.
And these other Jadoon?
Returned the following day, which is to say about an hour ago. Captain Kaibo's story is up to date, Your Honour.
Counsel for the prosecution, you have heard Captain Kaibo's defence.
This testimony compounds his crimes. His behaviour is not only un-Jadoon, it is dangerous.
A matter of opinion. But this trial isn't about Kaibo's newfound emotional awareness, just as it was never about his defection. No, I brought you here.
You brought us here?
Yes. I brought you here to illuminate the real story, the plight of the Aishas.
Surely their situation can now be reported to the relevant authorities, whoever that might be.
Indeed. But you're overlooking one thing. Who is culpable in the crime against their species?
Culpable?
Your Honour, Captain Kaibo's ship was attacked en route to the Galactic Court. Who was responsible for that attack?
These other Jadoon, no?
No, Jadoon would not fire on Jadoon without proper process.
Very true. Captain Kaibo's ship computer couldn't identify his assailants. They weren't in its attack ship database, because they weren't attack ships. They were terraforming vessels.
Terraforming? Surely you do not mean...
Yes. They belonged to the Genesis Corporation.
Genesis Corp destroyed a Jadoon vessel. They must pay.
I entirely agree. Though for different reasons. Kaibo's ship was attacked when he tried to alert the authorities to the existence of intelligent life on Aetius. Only one conclusion can be drawn.
Which is?
Genesis Corp knew the planet was inhabited all along, Your Honor.
Then we need this Genesis Corp to stand witness.
Unfortunately, the homeworld of Genesis Corp is 3.262 light years from Mars.
I'm not familiar with these technical terms. Is that far?
It would be, yes.
Would be?
I have been communing with the Aetius, remember? And I took the opportunity to make a number of helpful suggestions.
Such as?
When the time came, I suggested it would be better if the Jadoon transported the courtroom not to Mars, but to Keturah, the homeworld of the Genesis Corporation. Clever, eh?
Far-sighted, indeed. So, that's where we are. Keturah, not Mars.
Doctor, the H2O scoop that transported this cord was under our control. How could you redirect it?
Commander, your squadron entered the Hall of Mirrors. You were all mesmerized by the Aetius.
What? Squadron, we are compromised. Lock down this facility. Initiate self-quarantine procedures. Quarantine in operation.
One is to leave this building. All conversation must cease.
Would prosecuting counsel kindly explain what is going on?
This alien intelligence has already corrupted Kaibo. Now its corruption spreads to the rest of this unit.
Oh, is that really such a problem?
If it continues, it could destroy the Jadoon way of life.
Empathy with other beings? Seeing the universe in shades of grey? Are these things really such a threat?
Yes, and that threat must be contained. Battalion, prepare the MDUs. Destroy this courtroom.
No, Commander. Look within yourselves. The Aetius has already opened your minds, just as it did Kaibo's.
You need not be afraid, my brethren.
And you don't need to blindly obey orders. Not anymore. Aetius, are you listening?
Doctor, this is no time to consult that confounded fobot.
It is precisely the time. If I can reopen the Aetius' psychic connection with the Jadoon, maybe I can give them a little boost.
Squadron, detonate MDUs on the count of 3, 2, 1.
No!
What is this?
Your order is invalid. I would go so far as to say it is wrong.
Thank goodness.
This is a disaster. It is actually rather pleasant. You win some, you lose some. Hey-ho.
So, does anyone know why there's an ancient Earth building in the parking lot? I like a nice souvenir as much as the next guy, but this, it's spoiling my view.
No, it's not my department.
Well, maybe it was acquisition.
Nothing to do with me.
Nobody knows where it came from?
No idea.
No, boss.
Oh. And I guess we just do the usual thing we do with unwanted garbage. Call for the... Yes? Commander! Long time no speak. Did you sort out your personnel issue? Are you finally ready to finish the job?
Small brains and thick skulls. Very difficult to penetrate as a rule. But we got there in the end.
I am pleased my fellows have seen the light.
Me too, Kaibo. Ah, how are you getting on with the Genesis Corp, Commander?
I have notified the chairman that his presence is required. We await a response.
You might have to consider a more persuasive tack. I don't imagine they're keen to...
Oh, heavens! Now what?
I fear that's their response. Not quite what we were hoping for.
My word! What are these things?
Keturan warbirds!
So, listen up, knuckleheads.
Your occupation of Genesis Corp property is trespass. Remove yourselves or action will be taken. You have 3 minutes to comply.
We have one ship, Doctor. We cannot defend ourselves.
I rather hope it doesn't come to that. If only we could bring this Mr. Gedge to us. Ah, Gedge hired you, did he not?
That is correct.
And don't you do private engagements require a vetting procedure? Clearance with the Shadow Proclamation?
Of course, Commander. We have a sample of Mr. Gedge's DNA in our records. We can use the DNA scoop to bring him here.
Excellent idea, Kaibo.
Do as Captain Kaibo suggests, Sergeant.
DNA scoop, Prime. DNA scoop activated.
Oh, who's this?
What the... How did you do that? More to the point, how dare you do that?
Mr. Gedge, I presume. Thank you for joining us here in court.
I'm not happy about this. You say this is a court? Looks more like a historical reenactment. Oh, I like the wood. Looks expensive.
Mr. Gedge, if you have quite finished...
I have a meeting at 3:00. Will this take long?
You are summoned by the court to be a witness in this trial. Could you take the stand?
And tell your warbirds to stand down.
Nice try, Mr. Whoever you are. Those beauties will stay in place until...
Until the 3-minute countdown expires in just a few more seconds?
What? Warbirds, disengage targeting immediately. Immediately, do you hear? But don't go anywhere.
Disengaging.
Much appreciated. Mr. Gedge, tell the court, if you will, of your company's work on the planet Aetius.
You expect me to remember? Do you know how many worlds we terraform each year?
Enlighten us.
Over 600 dead planets last year. Excuse me if I don't remember the details of every one.
Very well. Please explain, for the benefit of those unfamiliar with the term, what your terraforming entails.
Fine. The universe has a population problem. People exhaust the resources of their planets die, they need new places to live. As luck would have it, there are billions of unused planets out there, and that's where Genesis Corp comes in. We make planets habitable for our clients. We can make it hotter, colder, wetter, drier. We can put a jungle here, an ocean there. Hell, we can even alter the gravity.
What constitutes a dead planet, Mr. Gedge?
A planet that has no native species.
I see. No life at all. Nothing.
Look, everywhere has some kind of life. Just not what you or I would recognize. It's not my place to decide that some particular one-celled amoeba has more or less value than, say, a water lily. I'm not a god.
But you're happy to behave like one. Someone ultimately has to make those decisions, and that someone is you.
We're in the business of saving lives. We save the populations of entire worlds. If that means that the old grasshopper or orchid becomes extinct, well, I can live with that.
And the Aetius? Did you know about them?
Of course we did. Our surveyors started acting weird when they came back.
In what way?
They insisted that we leave the planet alone. Said it was worthless. Well, that's ridiculous. Aetius is a gold mine. So we scanned their brains and found some spooky psychic residue.
And that didn't stop you? A cry for help from an intelligent native species? Some might call that murder. Some might call it genocide.
I call it progress.
Progress?
Oh, come on. What did these Aetians ever achieve? Nothing. We're bringing civilization to the planet. Some species live, some species die. That's how it is. Survival of the fittest. What? What? Hey, you with the dippy ink pen thing. Did you get that down? Do you want me to say it again, slower?
You seem remarkably brazen, Mr. Gedge.
Yeah?
There's brazen, Your Honour, and there's arrogance and entitlement stemming from a combination of godlike powers and no responsibility.
I have responsibility to the shareholders.
Oh, that's all right then. What better moral compass could one wish for?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What makes you think that you can pitch up on my planet and drag me up in front of this cockamamie court? You people don't know who you're dealing with. But I can help you with that. Prime the warbirds again, would you? I'm done here.
Warbird 3 standing by.
Warbird 4 standing by.
Targeting systems primed and locked on. Awaiting instructions, Mr. Gedge.
The Genesis Corp ships have locked on their missiles.
Now, I'm going to walk out of your crummy little courtroom, and then my warbirds are going to blast it into pieces so small that quantum physics doesn't even have a name for them.
Oh, is that what you're going to do?
Yeah. And then we, the Genesis Corporation, can get back to business as usual. Goodbye.
Oh, Mr. Gedge, before you go, one more thing.
I'll tell them to blast you first.
You do realise this isn't merely the quaint Victorian courthouse it appears, don't you?
Don't tell me, it's a coffee shop too.
This is, and has been ever since the Jadoon requisitioned it, an adjunct of the Galactic Court. As such, everything that's said here is instantly transmitted to Galactic Central.
What?
Which means that your rather revealing testimony has not merely been adumbrated in the estimable Mr. Preddle's ledger. It's been broadcast live across the public domain networks of the entire galaxy.
No.
I imagine your shareholders have been watching with great interest.
Indeed, we have, Mr. Gedge.
President Beale. How nice to hear from you. Can't we blast them anyway?
That is not a good idea. Warbirds, withdraw. As one of the largest shareholders, I have recommended to the board that Mr. Gedge's orders no longer be considered representative of Genesis Corporation policy.
You can't do that! Why, you jumped up, ungrateful! Beale!
I rather imagine, sir, that criminal proceedings will begin against you and Genesis Corp very shortly. I only wish I could preside myself. For now, Commander, may I entrust Mr. Gedge to your care?
With pleasure, my lord. Trooper!
And lest we forget, Your Honor, may I move that Captain Kaibo be found not guilty?
But of course. If there are no objections from the jury... I thought not. Captain Kaibo, you are free to go. Case dismissed.
There she goes. Mr. Justice Burroughs and his court heading back to Reigate. All done. Well, it's going to be a nice day, after all.
A beautiful day. Look at that sunrise. Oh, rocky plains of South Jadonia. Would that I could once more see your crags, 1,000 miles high, like the stairs of the gods whose labors we are doomed to reenact.
Ah, yes. Another one of yours?
A work in progress. Keturah reminds me of the home that none of us shall ever see again.
So you're all in agreement?
We cannot return to our home world. We cannot risk poetry spreading among our kind.
I suppose not. And what does the Commander have to say about all this?
The Commander is a changed Jadoon. He has developed a sudden interest in yoga.
Goodness.
No, we will establish a colony of our own, possibly on Aetius, if the natives do not object. If they do, one of its satellites.
A Jadoon commune on the moon. Well, why not?
Before we depart, Doctor, I have written a poem for you.
Oh. Well, thank you very much.
I have tried a new form. Jovo Dolo Abo Fo Po Po Sato Maho Lo Kapo.
That's very good, Kaibo. Very good indeed. Do you know, I think you may have invented a completely new art form. Jadoonese haiku.
I am pleased you like it, Doctor. There are another 237 verses.
237?
Would you like to hear them?
I would, really, but... do you think 237 is enough?
You think it too slight a piece?
Well, it's not for me to say, of course. But I think 500 verses would be more appropriate for such a pioneering work, at least. Well, don't you?
This will take time.
Oh, don't worry about that. The muse must not be hurried. Besides, all this talk of poetry reminds me, I should really pay a visit to old Samuel Taylor Coleridge in Porlock. Take all the time you need, Kaibo. All the time you need. What did you make of Kaibo's poetry? And how much fun did old Sixy have playing to the gallery in court? It's enough to make me wonder if my doctor didn't miss his true vocation. Now, before I go, there's time to take a look behind the scenes and at that remarkable voice that makes the Jadoon.
I'm Barnaby Edwards, and I directed Classic Doctors New Monsters Volume 1. The only thing I'd like to say is, you know, I really, really love this cast and I love everything they can do, but I think the standout performance for me is definitely Nicholas Briggs. I think Nick has... His performance as Kaibo is genuinely moving and astonishing, and I think... I don't know how he produces that noise, because listeners may think that we put a vocal effect on him. We don't. He is literally producing the sound that you're hearing from his own larynx. And the fact that he can get so much subtlety and sort of gentleness and humour and character into that part is a tribute to what an amazing vocal actor he is.
When I did Judgment of the Jadoon for BBC Audio, I actually ended up losing my voice because the Jadoon spoke so much. And so I was kind of bracing myself for this. Yeah, it is tough on my voice. That's what I said when I watched Paul Casey, the hero monster man at the BBC, put the Jadoon mask on for the first time. I said, I'll go and watch him and see what I think by looking at the mask. And I started making these noises as he was doing it. And then I went to the director, Charlie Palmer, Jeffrey Palmer's son, and said,
I was thinking this sort of voice.
And he said, oh, yeah, that's hilarious. I said, oh, all right, well, let's think of something else. And he said, no, I love it. Do it like that. Okay. So all day people were saying to me, does that hurt your voice? And I said, yes, obviously. Of course it does. But, you know, the voice works for the Jadoon, so I mustn't grumble, even though, of course, I will.
Foloso.
Nick is phenomenal. I mean, I've always known Nick was versatile, multi-talented, but when I was listening to the scenes I was doing with him as the Jadoon, I thought his voice was being treated, and it's not. If I spoke for 5 seconds like that, I'd be coughing for half an hour. He has asbestos tubes, I think. Well, I hope not, because asbestos isn't very good, but you know what I mean. Impervious tubes, that could be his name. Nicholas Impervious Tubes Briggs. I like that.
I suppose, sort of ultra modestly, I thought that doing a Jadoon voice was something that possibly everyone could do. You know, a story I tell about the Dalek voice is when I was in a cab on my way to a shoot, or rather on the way to the station to get a train to Wales to do a recording of Doctor Who. The guy, when he found out I was the voice of the Daleks, he said, do you have a gizmo that does that? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, I'm not being funny, but doesn't that mean anyone could do it? And I kind of went, yeah, which hopefully isn't entirely true. And same with the Jadoon voice. I thought, well, surely most people can
talk
like that. But then when we did the Wild Tracks, I discovered that I didn't direct it. No, I didn't interfere. I may have given some advice. I can't remember, really. That it's not an easy voice for people generally to do, and that clearly I have some weird facility for talking in that strange way.
Where has the time gone? The question that even a Time Lord can't answer. But at least with a look into the vortex, we can at least find out which Doctor we shall be in the company of next. The next full-cast Doctor Who audio drama stars Sixie's previous self, the fifth Doctor, Peter Davison. You can't really call him 50, can you? Quite tricky. Anyway, he'll be along there with Sarah Sutton as Nyssa as we travel back to a very important year, which is, of course, 1963. And fanfare for the common men. They say that if you remember the 60s, then you can't have been there. Well, I can, and I was, so they're wrong. Anyway, the Doctor remembers the 60s. That's why he's taking Nyssa on a trip back to November 1963, back to where it all began, back to the birth of the biggest band in the history of British music, back to see those cheeky lads from Liverpool, Mark, James and Corky, the common men, the boys who made the 60s swing with songs like Oh, Won't You Please Love Me, Just Count to Three, and Who Is That Man? Confused? You will be. The Doctor remembers the 60s, and there's something very wrong with the 60s if the Beatles no longer exist. Now, don't forget that Doctor Who, the worlds of Doctor Who, and more besides, live on at bigfinish.com. So be sure to visit. See you next time as you come with me into the TARDIS. You've been listening to Into the TARDIS, hosted by me, Colin Baker, and produced by Ian Meadows. Supervising producer was Lizzie Wurzdal, and executive producers are Nicholas Briggs and Jason A. Gallery.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.